The bomb attack in Delhi today and the 10th anniversary of 9/11 got us thinking about other places where people have grappled with terrorism. We're going to hear from three different cities now, starting with a city that 30 years ago was almost synonymous with terrorism, Belfast, Northern Ireland.
This is Etta Halliday in Belfast, and it's the city of my birth. I was born here in the early 60s, and the troubles, really, as we knew them in Northern Ireland, came to the fore towards the end of that decade when I would have been a child of 7 or 8. And so I was very acutely aware that things were dangerous. Suddenly we were seeing soldiers on the streets and armoured vehicles, and suddenly there were a lot of security alerts and things were happening that disrupted the normal flow of life. Simple things like having to have your bag checked as you went into the city centre through a security curtain. Some security alerts maybe meant that we didn't get staying in our own home that night and had to sleep on a sofa or something in a neighbour's house. Every day was punctuated with news bulletins. It felt as if we lived in the newsroom. There was a constant thirst for information about what was going on and where it was happening. Anger when life was taken pointlessly. A huge sense of vulnerability. And once it got to a certain point, sort of the tea time rush hour was over, the city shut down. Nowhere was open. There was nowhere to go. People didn't feel safe being out at night in particular areas. So all of those things became our norm.
The troubles officially came to an end with the Good Friday Agreement of 1998, but there has been some violence periodically since that time. How have things changed, and what is it like now there for you?
It's changed in two ways, Marco. On the one hand, for the vast, overwhelming majority of people, things are completely different. It's a new Northern Ireland. There is such a buzz in Belfast now. It's on the map in Europe as somewhere that really is a happening place to be. And there's a real pride in the city that we've turned it round. On the other hand, for some people in particular areas, that threat of violence is still there and it hasn't really completely gone away and has indeed even seen a resurgence recently. But those are very small, isolated pockets that affect specific groups of people, and still the vast majority of people are untouched by that now and have no knowledge of that.
Journalist Etta Halliday in Belfast. In Russia, many terrorist attacks have been linked to Russia's conflict in the North Caucasus region. From Moscow, analyst Masha Lipman tells us that many Russians now think of those attacks as normal.
I think there is a kind of fatalism that is characteristic of Russian life altogether. All sorts of calamities and disasters are not infrequent, unlike the United States. This never stops. And North Caucasus is a very special region. Life is so much more difficult there and so much more dangerous for people in the U.S. Just imagine if Afghanistan were part of the United States, if it were just located within the United States. This is what is North Caucasus in Russia.
Analyst Masha Lipman in Moscow. There is no version of Afghanistan within U.S. borders, but the drug war unfolding just beyond our southern border is a cause for American concern. According to some statistics, civilian deaths from the drug war in Mexico outnumbered civilian deaths in Afghanistan last year. Still, as reporter Frank Contreras tells us from Mexico City, the word terrorism had not been used to describe the conflict in Mexico until recently.
President Calderon used that word, terrorism, for the first time in late August, when a casino was firebombed. That led to the deaths of 52 people, as you'll remember, Marco. And that was one of the worst incidents in this war on drugs that he's been fighting. And so now we have an official name for these kinds of acts. There are specific places in Mexico where people feel they are living under terror. It really hasn't touched where we live, but it feels like it's getting closer and closer. And the government itself has said, by the way, Marco, there are certain places in Mexico where it won't enter. So in that sense, these drug trafficking organizations, these criminal gangs, are now in control of specific parts of the national territory. These days, I also often carry a bulletproof vest. That's something I wasn't doing before.
Frank Contreras in Mexico City, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.